Rupert Murdoch is in a London court this morning following his son James' testimony yesterday. The owner of one of the world's largest media conglomerates is being questioned under oath in a judicial inquiry stemming from a phone hacking scandal. Murdoch is now under scrutiny for how his various News Corp businesses might have sought favors from top British politicians. We're joined from London by NPR's Philip Reeves. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Mr. Murdoch's testimony is expected to be very important. Why is that?
Well, it's gone. The inquiry's already gone right to one of the core issues here, which is what this is in many ways all about, whether Rupert Murdoch used his influence as a newspaper proprietor to extract commercial favours from politicians. Now, he's been questioned already this morning about the acquisition of the London Times and the Sunday Times way back in 1980 when Margaret Thatcher was in office, a right-wing prime minister whom he greatly admired. Buying those papers gave him a very large chunk of the British media market. It was very controversial at the time. There were those who felt it violated monopoly laws and that Murdoch went on to become one of the great powers behind Thatcher, an allegation which he actually denied today. A short while ago, the counsel to the inquiry, Robert Jay, probed Murdoch about whether he sought assistance from Thatcher in securing that important takeover.
I've never asked a Prime Minister for anything.
But it operates at a far more sophisticated level, doesn't it? You see her, you seek to demonstrate to her, which you probably knew it anyway, that you were precisely on the same page politically as her, that you were one of us. And the understanding was that to the extent to which she might help, she would. Is that not fair?
No, I didn't expect any help from her, nor did I ask for any.
Well, Phil, how far-reaching are Murdoch's political links?
Well, they stretch over decades, and they include a number of British prime ministers. I mean, he was invited to Downing Street by the former Prime Minister Gordon Brown many times. Tony Blair is a godfather to one of his children. Murdoch said he met the current Prime Minister, David Cameron, within days of Cameron being elected. And the issue the inquiry will likely go on to explore is whether he offered them political support, particularly that of his mass-selling tabloid newspaper, The Sun, in return for commercially favourable decisions from the government. Murdoch is likely, he will go on to deny this.
Well, okay, let's get to Rupert Murdoch's son, James' appearance at the same inquiry, and some extraordinary evidence surfaced. How does that fit into today's events?
Yes, yesterday, the inquiry published a stack of extraordinary emails, and they asked James about these. These emails are about a running dialogue between James Murdoch's lobbyist and the office of a British cabinet minister, Jeremy Hunt. Hunt was the minister overseeing the outcome of what would have been the biggest deal in the history of News Corp, the takeover of BSkyB. He had a quasi-judicial role, yet the emails suggest that Hunt's office was covertly supplying the Murdochs with confidential information, advice, support and stuff. And Hunt's, of course, disputing the contents of these emails. They're only Murdoch's lobbyist's account of what happened. But it has caused a huge scandal here, and there are now calls for Hunt's resignation.
Well, just in a few seconds, Rupert Murdoch is in his 80s. How is he handling this very unwelcome moment in the spotlight?
He's soft-spoken, understated. There have been some long pauses. He's smiled occasionally, but there are also flashes of steeliness.
Phil, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from London. And this is NPR News.